Elijah was the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. He opposed the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel, and because of this deed, he earned the hatred of the evil queen Jezebel, who wanted him killed. So he fled into the desert, where he laid down and asked God to take his life away. Then his troubles would be over. Elijah was running away from something that was going to follow him. Prayer and religion are not meant to be an escape from life, but are here to help us to face it. God heard the prayer of Elijah and answered it, but not in the way that Elijah wanted it. God sent an angel to him with food and water, and strengthened by this food from heaven, he was able to make it to Horeb, the mountain of God. Elijah's new strength did not come from food alone. It came from the assurance that God was with him. It was assurance that breathed new life into him and gave him the strength to move on. Most likely, there was nothing supernatural about this incident. The angel who fed Elijah was probably the prophet's own servant, whom he had left a short distance away. This doesn't mean it wasn't an expression of God's care for Elijah. The way in God works is through human agencies, other human persons. What comes to mind is a story to illustrate this point. Once there was a bad flood, and it flooded the cellar of Thomas's home. The cellar became filled up with water. A man came by in a canoe and said, "Do you want a lift to safety?" Thomas said, "No, I have faith in God. He will save me." The water then rose and flooded the ground floor. Thomas was faced to go to the second floor of the house. A man came by in a motorboat and offered to take him to safety. And Thomas said, "I have faith in God. He will save me." The water rose higher, and Thomas went to the roof. A helicopter came by, and the pilot offered to take him to safety. Once again, Thomas replied by saying, "I have faith in God. He will save me." The water continued to rise, and Thomas drowned. And when he faces God in heaven, he's very angry with God, and he says, "You didn't do anything to save me. I called out to you." And God's reply to Thomas is, "I sent 3 attempts to save you." My brothers and sisters, once again, this is where human agency comes to help us. When we ask for God's way, and we don't always recognize this in our lives. I can think of the times in my life when I had just felt like crawling under the bed and never leaving it, and being reassured of God's care and God's mercy. This past month, I had 3 significant losses in my life: a friend of 35 years, a professor who I had more than 40 years ago who mentored me, and another friend who died of brain lymphoma at the age of 50. It'd be very nice to go back to the past and lift it up and grab it. We do hurt. We are in pain. But an angel did come to me in the way of another friend calling me, telling me it must be exhausting to have so many losses. This is an angel, someone who recognized my pain and was able to walk with me. Brothers and sisters, it is important that we recognize this. And to be an angel to those who are around us, within our family, within our community. It may mean serving a hot meal to someone, or smiling, or giving someone the assurance that they are, God's child and that they are loved. The food that was given to Elijah did sustain him physically, but for us, the food that sustains us spiritually is the living bread from heaven, something which we partake of every time we gather as an assembly. That is God's assurance of his love and care for us. It is not to be taken lightly. This is the real presence of God, where God enters into our hearts, so that we can make that love known to others, but to be assured of his love for us as we continue to journey on and to face the trials and tribulations of what is in front of us. God does not cause suffering. It is part of life. We have not done anything in our lives for suffering to occur. But sometimes it does feel that way, and it's important to be able to name it, and in turn, be still and be nourished by the living bread from heaven.